Okay, go ahead.
But the feds had him on the no-fly list for years. The feds had Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, who's been in Congress for about 1,000 years,
yep,
on the terrorist watch list. And these are folks who are very, you know, you take one look at them and you know who they are.
Yes.
So the feds, and it's interesting, if you look at the batting average for identifying terrorists, going back to, September 2001.
Not so good.
Well, the feds have probably been wrong at least 90% of the time as far as their accusations. What has saved them sometimes in federal court is plea bargains, because the prosecutors can throw all these charges against people, and they're facing 900 years in prison or 6 months if they plead guilty.
Dave, so, does that answer your question?
I'm someone with libertarian leaning, so I'm naturally skeptical of the government. But when you first, and before the commercial break, it does sound kind of far fetched when you first start.
But it's not. This is. These are facts. These are facts. Not far fetched. I'm sorry, the connection wasn't good. You know, also, you mentioned near the end of your piece that a lot of people who are, what is it you call them? Movement conservatives, right?
Uh-huh.
Like Jonah Goldberg, and a former Canadian government official, too, I forget his name, have publicly urged that Julian Assange be assassinated. This is incitement to murder.
Well, it's incitement to murder, but it's not really murder, because it would help the image of the U.S. government. I have been amazed at the lynch mob going after Julian Assange, because here's someone who has stood up. Here's someone who is making American democracy work better if people would pay attention to the documents which he is putting on the web, because there are so many outrages of our U.S. foreign policy which have come to light from this, and instead, There's a knee-jerk reflex of almost like a bunch of peasants carrying their torches up to Frankenstein's castle.
It's amazing. Did you see where Holbrook, the last thing he said before he was sedated for the surgery that proved to be fatal, was to his Pakistani doctor, he said, "You must end the war in Afghanistan."
Oh, he said, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's in the news today.
Wow, that's great. That's all to his credit, and those are magnificent last words.
Yeah, they really are. And that thing just keeps going on and on. And I know we're going from the topic, but you talk about targeted killings. That's what we're doing in Waziristan big time, right?
Absolutely. And folks are so shocked that a Pakistani or Pakistani-Americans might want to do some kind of bombing here. It's kind of like, how many of their relatives have we killed?